Previously on
Best Pet Music.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We could reset the universe.
Yeah, we can do this.
It's starting.
Oh, my God. What happened? What's going on? What are these things all over?
Hey, buddy, I don't care that you fell asleep drunk in my house, but you got to get out.
What?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Get the hell out of my house. What's
your house? This is my house.
Your house?
Yeah. Get out of my house, buddy. Take a hike. I'm going to call the cops. Who the hell are you? Why are you all sunburned?
I don't know.
For the taste that can't be beat, we've got the best cuts of
G.I. Joe. G.I. Joe.
You're listening to
the best cuts of
G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe?
G.I. Joe.
Music.
Music?
G.I. Joe?
Episode
78.
This is Arnold, your instructor. Down, up, down, up, down. Down, up, down, up, down, up. Come on, more energy. One more time. Down, up, down, up, down, down. Energy. Come on, more energy. More energy. This is Arnold. This is Arnold. Down. Up, up, down, up, up, down, down, up, up, down, up, up, down, up. Come on, more energy. Down, up, up, down, up, up, down. Come on, one more time. Down, up, up, down. Come on, down, down. Come on, more energy. Up, 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 up. Come on, more energy. More energy. More energy. More energy. Come on, more energy. More energy. More energy. More energy. More energy. More energy.
No.
All right, well, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show, the best cuts of G.I. Joe. Yeah.
I'm Sam Hauser.
I'm Robbie Flax. There was a bit of a mix-up last week where we... funny story, I don't know what happened, but I guess we had temporary amnesia. I'm not sure what the situation was, but after going through all the stuff in the house, we figured out that I'm Robbie Flax, you're Sam Hauser, yeah. And clearly
it
there's
could have been a Cobra plot. There was definitely an episode of G.I. Joe I saw where, I can't believe it was Mainframe, or I think it might have been the episode where Zarana and Mainframe got together, or it was... Or maybe, no, here's
That's
the...
hot. That's hot.
Here's the best analogy. Duke, in the first miniseries where they have the headbands on, and he's convinced that he needs to fight this monster, but he's being controlled by Destro.
Yeah.
Like a mind control thing.
Right. Yeah, like Dr. Mindbender. He would do that kind of stuff. Like, there's that one episode where Gung-Ho, he got programmed with the secret code in his brain,
right.
But it was only released when somebody would say, frogs in winter.
Oh, yeah.
And then once somebody said frogs in winter, it all came out, and he was able to like save the day.
To keep everyone abreast, I'll give a personal anecdote.
Sure.
When I was a kid, my brother told me that G.I. Joe was real, and I've known I've recently realized through a lot of our current political situation, the like kind of like a disinformation campaign.
That sounds so familiar.
And it's almost like my brother was saying it's real, so I would think that, oh, you're just messing with me, it's not real.
Yeah.
Before I got older and I realized it is real. It's total black ops.
It is.
It's total black ops, G.I.
Yeah, there's wet works.
Right.
Yeah, man, that sounds so familiar to me somehow.
And so it makes it to where it's like, you know, I mean, obviously it was Dr. Mindbender, or whatever his name is in real life, the guy who's Dr. Mindbender is
probably like Philip Glass or something.
Right, Strauss, or some sort of German, angry German name, possibly.
Yeah.
But I'm very excited that we've got everything straight,
like
and we're now
something.
Back to the best cuts
of G.I. Joe. Yeah. Yeah, this feels good. Apparently, we've been gone for a while, but it's taken a lot to put our thoughts back together. But you know what? I'm feeling good, you know? I'm feeling positive.
Right.
Now that we've got everything sorted. This is our house. We share this together. We figured that out.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Apparently, we had wives.
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
their names
seems like
were,
I had children.
Lindy and...
Cindy.
Cindy
and Linda.
Susan. Yeah. Cindy and Luzon.
Who is the... There was a Marshall and a... seems like I had kids.
I don't know. It seems like you have kids. There's a lot of pictures of you with kids, but I just thought those were like, you know, when you go to the fair and there's those cutouts and you put your head through there and it looks like you're a monkey or something. It was just like you had like a...
It's almost like it was a child's body with my grandfather and grandmother's faces.
Yeah.
We were talking about Serpentor.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, I understand you don't like him, and I understand, but when the movie came out, I just felt this, there was just, I here's what it is. I agree with you.
I have major issues on Cobra Law.
I agree with you that when the Dick, when Dick started doing the shows, that it went downhill.
Yeah.
But I will stay.
Deke.
Right. Dick. I pledge allegiance to Sunbow. And Sunbow came up with Serpentor, okay?
Sure.
And so Serpentor is part of the G.I. Joe legacy. Anything after Deke...
Pretty much.
Dick is just... I don't care about... But see, the thing is, the toys are... You got to pledge... Honestly, you got the One World Government, the Illuminati of the whole operation is Hasbro.
Yeah.
Because they're creating these toys.
Right.
And you see, these toys are dictating what's on the show.
Yeah, more or less. But I mean, there are certain situations where, like, even when they created the Havoc line, H.A.V.OC.C. I mean, that never made it on the show. It was just they're pushing themselves too far.
Right. Or the tiger.
And none of it made sense. Yeah, like the tiger force.
Right.
Yeah, made no sense.
That was almost like, it's almost like Hasbro was like, Deke,
get it together.
No, it's like, we're going down to your level. You're making shitty cartoons. We're going to make shitty toys on top of that.
Yeah.
But you know what it did allow is you could get a...
Overly complicated blueprints.
Right. right, that no one looked at. You could get... But things is, you could get these retro toys again, but they were colored in the Tiger
Yeah, colors, it's like you get Gung-Ho colored in
yellow and red and green
yeah. or whatever the fuck, and then...
And what was up with Destro's squad, I mean?
Yeah, that made no sense whatsoever. He had the Iron Brigade.
Iron Brigade, yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost so inconsequential that we shouldn't even... Yeah. We can criticize it, but we shouldn't know about it.
Never even made it to the show.
Right. Terrible. I think it was one of the Deke episodes.
Yeah, definitely terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which those episodes almost resembled more of let's see, what's a really crappy cartoon? MC Hammer cartoon? Or,
yeah, sure, that's a crappy one. Or Boof and the Bruise Crew.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here it is. What's some other shows that Deke did?
Oh, well...
They did a couple good ones, I will say.
Yeah, I will say there were a couple of good ones. I think Jim might have been one of them. I don't know.
Poor animation by the time they got to G.I. Joe. Poor, poor animation.
Yeah.
Terrible.
And I don't know about you, but when that G.I. Joe movie came out, like, I was already so hyped up because I saw the Transformers movie.
Yeah.
That I thought that the G.I. Joe movie was just going to blow me away.
Right, right, right.
And I was underblown.
Really?
I was not blown enough. I mean, the fact that they had, like, a girl ninja, that was kind of cool.
Well, it blew me. I'm telling you, I didn't get to see it in the theater because I lived in a smaller market. But when I saw it on video, when I rented it finally, when it came out, and there was one copy because I lived in a small market.
Sure.
It was so theatrical, you know, the way it opened.
It played out.
The way... The individual from Cobra Law is breaking into the Terror Dome.
But it also just reinforced my hatred for the fact that they brought in Flint to overshadow the fact that Duke was actually cool.
Right. Yeah. It's almost like
General Lady J more like cooler than Scarlet. I mean,
maybe she got promoted. Maybe she got, you know.
Where do these people come from?
Think about some of these episodes. Like, maybe she, think about what she did in some of these episodes. She might have gotten, you don't know what happened off camera.
I mean, look at
Falcon. We had a great a focus on Falcon as a character.
Right.
Don Johnson plays Falcon expertly. Don Johnson plays Falcon.
Yeah.
And, you know, he just blew it out of the water. I was a little surprised that they didn't get a little bit of a nod, honestly. I mean, call me a little glib, call me ridiculous.
I think they were just stretching.
They
were stretching the plot points by that point.
You don't think it should have been at least nominated for something at the Academy Awards?
I don't know.
Best supporting, best, you know, Burgess Meredith. I mean...
Yeah, yeah.
The man's a legend.
I know. He played Snake Eyes.
He,
and it was amazing.
He broke his glasses in Twilight Zone episode, and then he comes back and plays the leader of Cobra Law.
Brilliant work. I mean, I'll give you that. That's brilliant work, but...
Some of his best. Next to Grumpy Old Men Part 2.
Yeah.
Some of his best.
Yeah.
Grumpier Old Men, excuse me.
Sure, certainly.
Should edit that out.
Okay. In my mind, when they finally jumped the shark was when they introduced... the Cobra Emperor, and then they brought along the bats, and then Sergeant Slaughter became a mainstay character.
Right, right. Are you talking about in the show or the movie?
The show.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Sepentor.
Yeah.
Well, leading up to Sepentor, when they're finding all the elements and they're creating this, you know, I will say, yes.
I would like to say copying Energon cubes. Just saying.
Yeah. Arguably. But in the pantheon of entertainment, these cartoons fed off each other, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't... Will you say that your He-Man didn't play with your Thundercats? Will you go so far as to say your G.I. Joes, who were 3 1/4, weren't playing with your He-Man? I mean, come on, Robbie.
I will go... Okay, Sam. I will go as far as to say that 3 1/4 play with 3 1/4. Battlestar Galactica, G.I. Joe, Star Wars, Tron... all played together. But when it came to like the 5 7/8
no next generation,
like no don't,
they were
don't be ridiculous, that's later.
But they were a little shorter, but yeah okay.
Yeah, that's just silly. They couldn't even sit in the seats right.
Well, Star Wars couldn't bend their legs, so what, I mean...
I know, and it worked out for everybody, because the ones that could bend their legs could just straighten them out and fit right in there.
Oh, right.
I mean, all of them could fit inside of a light cycle.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Touché. You know, what I really enjoyed about these as a child was it allowed me to role play.
Yeah.
And it allowed me to play out my sexual fantasies, if you will.
Well, sure, that will happen.
I mean, Zarana, I couldn't take off Zarana's clothes, but give me a break. Return of the Living Dead.
And when you did, she had like weird little plastic pegs that held her clothes on, and that just made it like anti-boobs.
Right, right, right. Recessed. But I saw Return of the Living Dead, the punk rocker who's topless. I said, Zarana. I said, I'm playing with Zarana, and she's going to be a punk rock zombie girl.
She's going to writhe on top of a gravestone.
And it totally changed all of my play once I hit a certain age. And I said, I'm not playing army. These guys make love, not war, guys. You know?
Yeah.
And so I had Baroness.
Live and let live. That's my motto.
Rightly so. Baroness was, you know, getting it on the side with Cobra Commander.
What? No. No, 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 no.
He's
no,
Cobra
no.
Commander.
Baroness was not getting
Robbie,
alongside.
Commander.
Baroness was not getting along with Cobra Commander, Sam. She definitely had it all in with Destro. She was just placating Cobra Commander's weird Napoleonic like nerdiness just so that she could get with Destro and try to control the Cobra Empire.
I can see, I can't remember the name of the episode. It was a Destro origin story with and their love was at the forefront. And I can say that there was on the surface a Destro Baroness love relationship, but all she was doing, she knew Destro, she didn't know Cobra Commander, she was trying to get in and eventually to Cobra Commander, because here, listen, hear me out, she was an expert makeup artist, covert operations, probably took classes or some sort of certification courses from Zartan and his.
Well, apparently she's.
So she was probably sliding in the bed with Cobra Commander when.
No, Destro, no, no,
and
no, that's
argue
not
that
happening.
She saw the face.
I can't
of,
even. I
of
can't
Cobra
even
Commander
see that in my brain. That's ridiculous. Shut up! Like that's just awful. I mean, you know, Cobra Commander's probably just got like a weird like snake penis. Besides, the Baroness,
and you'd
she's
argue
a Baroness.
Destro's
She didn't go through school. She just grew up through royalty. You don't just become a baroness.
Well, Destro was royalty, too. She probably wasn't attracted to that.
Oh,
she's
man.
She's attracted to the power. How else is Cobra Commander powerful? How is he, you know, he's got, there's some hotness there.
I think it's a money situation.
Mysterious.
No, no, no. You're completely wrong.
You're wrong.
You're no, wrong. You're, no, no, no.
What you should do is
you
say
you should
that
just say
in your
that
opinion,
right now
I
that
am, you don't
Destro
agree with
is the one that Baroness is going to be with.
I totally disagree. And I'm not going to say, like you,
I'm not
going
to agree to disagree with you.
I'm
going
to say that I have an opinion
I think you
that might
are wrong.
Have more analytical validity, and that yours has less. It's illogical.
Yeah, right.
You want to appeal to emotion? You want to do
mirrors? Bounce,
you
know, it off of me.
You're gonna say
you're speaking opposite.
Destro saying Baroness because
totally
I, my car broke down.
They're
last
all
week.
Out.
You
want to
appeal to emotion?
I yeah,
mean,
I mean, just
totally
saying that she
argument.
Was with Cobra Commander. You might as well say that she was with Zaymot and Tomax. It doesn't make sense whatsoever.
Zaymot and Tomax were obviously with each other, and that's totally.
Granted,
not even,
I'll give you that, and that's neither here nor there.
But I get it. Ha ha. Very funny.
Yeah.
Very funny, Robbie.
Yeah. Yeah. Very funny, Sam.
This is.
I'm not going to let go of this.
You wouldn't let go. You're the very stubborn one, aren't you?
I am. That's me, Robbie Flax, stubborn asshole.
And I guess as the casual happy-go-lucky Sam Hauser, I'll just let you roll over my opinions once again and just tuck them away in some little box deep inside my soul.
I think that's
what you want.
That's what's going to have to happen because I'm not letting go of this. You're wrong. Baroness and Destro together. All right, you know what? Fine.
No, I can't
fuck
do
this
right now.
Fuck
this. Is ridiculous. I need to go
You're
get some
You're listening
Subway.
To the best cuts of G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe will return after these messages. We'll be right back. to G.I. Joe.
All right.
Okay. And we're back.
You're listening to... Wait.
Is it the best cuts
best
of G.I.
G.I. Joe? G.I. Joe.
I'm confused.
Why is that?
Because I've been marching around the house all over the place, and I can't find any G.I. Joes whatsoever. You would think that if we were G.I. Joe connoisseurs...
Did you sell them at Burning Man or something? There's something about you sold them at Burning Man.
Well, I had all the flyers, and you got that sunburn, and we have this camera with a lot of weird, lewd photos in it.
Right, of
Burning Man.
Of Dr. He's a doctor.
Tronic.
Dr. Tronic, yeah.
Yeah,
I remember him. Where did he come... What happened with that?
I don't know what happened to that guy.
I think he was the G.I. Joe dealer or something like that.
That
Popple's
must
have
been
dealer, something.
Yeah, I think he had some herself the elf as well.
But I feel like we've been talking about G.I. Joe.
We've been doing that, but there's just all these albums everywhere, though, and I feel like some sort of special connection.
You don't really know
towards
it. Obviously,
albums
you don't know everything about G.I. Joe, but the show's
well,
about
you don't
G.I.
either
Joe.
Because half your facts sound like complete bullshit.
Well, all of the Toma and Jamons.
No, it's
except for the Tomons and
Tomax. Not, no, it's not Jaimon Hansu. It's Zaymon and Tomax.
Robbie, it seems like if I knew so much about G.I. Joe, bear with me, then I would know. I mean, it seems like if we had a show about G.I. Joe, then I would know more about G.I. Joe. Now, bear with me.
And there would be more G.I. Joes around here.
I've got a crazy thought. I've been stomping around the apartment.
Okay.
The house, and I'm looking around, and I don't see any G.I. Joe stuff.
I don't either. And I broke into your computer.
Okay.
And
how'd you do that?
I don't know how, but...
it's password protected, isn't it?
Badly.
Do you remember what the...
Poorly,
cause I don't
poorly
even remember
protected.
I don't remember the password.
Well, I'm not going to tell you.
Well, how do you know
it's your computer.
Is it my computer?
I don't know. It just
Robbie?
Came natural. Anyway, I found all of this G.I. Joe girl cosplay stuff in there.
What is it? What was the folder called?
I think it was titled G.I. Jane (parentheses not the movie).
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, that's fine. Those are good to look at.
Yeah.
Now, not everything on there is good to look. I've got tax forms. It's boring stuff. I've got insurance things on there.
I mean,
you don't want to look at everything on my computer.
Sam,
all the
you
pictures.
Definitely have a lot of weird. Just boring crap on your computer.
Well, I'm heavily into, as you know, Japanese micro house and
hentai and bukkake, apparently. And, you know, don't get me wrong, I'm into as much demon tentacle sex as the next guy.
I thought you said you only looked at the anyway, whatever. What I don't want to know.
Well,
I don't want to know.
I was just looking for a recipe.
Well, you found a recipe for disaster. How about that?
Yeah, well, that's for sure, because you definitely keep recipes hidden.
Well, which folder was... Where did you find those?
I didn't find any
recipes.
I was trying to find a good a duck l'orange.
Okay, you didn't find my
and
recipe
I couldn't
JPEGs.
Find that. No.
But I did find some G.I. Joe albums, so I guess we're clear there. Robbie, I'll just level with you here. I'm having a bit of an identity crisis. But identity.
I feel the
crisis.
Same way.
I went to the store. And
it's like I've been looking at all my stuff, and when I pour through it, I'm like, I don't get this. Like, these are the things I like. I know I like these things, but at the same time, I'm like, I just kind of like them. And I feel like
right.
I should like really like them. I mean, even the porn, I was just like, you know, I was just, you
and
know, trying to do my thing and it wasn't even my thing.
You're talking about the tentacle stuff. That was what you're.
Yeah, I couldn't get into it.
Okay.
But it seems like I should because it said, you know, it was in the Robbie Flax Loves folder. So I thought I would love that.
Right. I mean, I feel the same way. I spent all day yesterday listening to all these inane They Might Be Giants albums, and I just can't get Purple Toupee. I don't get Boat of Car. I don't, you know, it's just not, it doesn't feel right.
That's weird.
It doesn't feel like, you know, I grew up, my mom and my dad, I grew up listening to like Motown and you know, and I was
really
and all that kind of stuff, and so
I thought that's how I grew up.
Well, why did you think that? I mean, I distinctly remember listening, my mom, you know, was playing, I was listening to Temptations.
Well, because I'm Robbie Flax. That's I don't get it. What are you trying to say? Are you trying to co-op my childhood?
No, I mean, I'm me. But it's like, yeah, I feel more drawn towards, almost like I feel more drawn towards what you like. Because I don't really prefer Fantastic Plastic Machine. And I'm not just going to download some album because I like the name of the artist and the name of the and the cover and the and who the, you know, and just because it's obscure. I don't like music just because it's obscure. I like soul. I like funk, you know.
Well, that's what I feel like. Well, that doesn't even make sense. That's not you at all. I mean, from all the stuff I've been looking around the house, I mean, that's obviously you. But, I mean, I know what you're saying because I keep listening to all this, like, Cloud One Disco Juice and all of this Catalyst Records, you know, smooth jazz, and I feel like I'm supposed to like it, but for some reason I just can't.
It's just kind of making you angry.
Well, yeah. But see, the thing about that stuff
is that it's got a, and I used to feel that way too, but it's got a smoothness that at first glance you make fun of, but at second glance you say, this is the soul that backs up hip hop. This backs up, you know, a lot of drum and bass. This backs up a lot of really good music. This core jazz funk like feeling, you know.
Yeah, and that's where I'm feeling the disconnect. I'm feeling like I really like music that just is really disconnected. That is like pop music, but not pop music. That has a certain element to it that is not connected to like real life, but more of like a sort of outsider influence.
Look, I've got all these Japanese import. I'll make you a deal.
Okay.
I've got all these Japanese import CDs. I've got all these Fantastic Plastic whatever CDs and all this stuff that I think you might like. Here's what I'll do. I'll trade you all those
okay.
for all of the your funk, jazz, whatever kind of stuff that you have.
Yeah, because I got all this like...
Cherry on top. Hold on, cherry on top.
All right.
I will be Robbie Flax and you will be Sam House. We'll just trade names. My license already has well, my picture with Robbie Flax.
Yeah, and mine license says Sam House on it. That so would make be, things sound... Yeah. That seems easier.
We wouldn't have to go back to the DMV to have our names changed or whatever.
Yeah, that sounds easier.
We should just do that.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, because I was perusing your collection earlier and holy shit, man.
Yeah?
You got like some rare fucking Shibuya.
I gotta say,
amazing.
I'm a little jealous of yours as well. I feel like there's a refinement.
I mean, I've been putting my hands all over your collection, and it's just like not doing it for me.
Are you talking about the folders? You didn't see the recipe JPEGs or the
No. I'm just talking about rubbing on your vinyl.
No, you're talking about my vinyl records, right? Because you haven't been in my closet. I mean, outfits, some cat suits.
Haven't been in your closet. Crotchless. Yeah, yeah, Sam, that's totally your closet.
Robbie.
Oh, yeah, you're
We're
Robbie.
Trading names.
Gosh, okay.
It's so convenient. I was curious about why my license says, but it's so convenient that I can be Robbie Flax. It feels natural,
it's
actually.
It's such a ridiculous situation. It's like a Laverne and Shirley meets Parent Trap.
Yeah, or like Vice Versa meets 18 Again.
Yeah. Vice Versa or Vice Versa?
Well, I used to say Visa, but I think it's Vice Versa.
Okay. Well, I've never had a control of that. Well, I guess I'll pass that on to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You can mispronounce that. I'll say it normal.
Well, evidently you're not passing on the snarkiness that I might wield someday.
Well, apparently you're passing on aggressive.
Well, so it's a deal then. I'm Robbie Flax now, and you're Sam Houser.
I'm Sam Houser.
Excellent.
You're listening to...
Wait, hold on.
Oh, wait, what?
I had another idea.
Oh, okay.
I'm 31. All this G.I. Joe talk's a little droll.
Sure.
What if
okay.
we take my newly acquired Catalyst Records, Cubism,
Teebs.
Instant Funk, Teebs, yeah, all this music that I now enjoy, and
right?
take the music that you now enjoy, and we create a new show.
Oh, yeah.
About that.
Let's do that. Let's just do a show about music.
Yeah, the best cuts
of music.
Oh, well, you're listening to...
The best cuts of music. Hello, former listeners of the Best Cuts of G.I. Joe. You're listening to the Best Cuts of Music.
We hope to retain our
show.
We hope to retain our original audience.
Yeah, we hope you can stay with us.
My name is Robbie Flax.
I'm Sam Hauser.
And
formerly Robbie Flax.
I'm formerly Sam Hauser, as you might guess.
Yes.
We hope to retain our original audience, but we're not too
sure of what the fuck's going on here.
Right.
Yes.
I will say, though, this is coming a lot easier. We've been doing a little bit of rehearsals.
Yeah.
You guys, this is the finished product. You're not hearing the rehearsals. We've been doing rehearsals for this.
Right. And for days.
This has been
upon hours.
A lot, very many minutes.
Yeah.
And this has been become a lot easier than the Best Cuts of G.I. Joe. I'll tell you, I was stumbling on my words a little bit.
And I would like to say, if I may... If you'll allow me to, I would just like to say that I find it easier to talk about your music as Sam Hauser as me.
As you, yeah.
Yeah, and I've noticed that you yourself have freed yourself up.
Oh, gosh, it's like night and day.
Yeah, it's like an angel just opened up from your heart and just soared out into the skies once you assumed the Robbie Flax role. Definitely.
Tell me about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
tell me all your crazy dreams.
Well, I've got this dream that I'll buy a boat and I'll sail around the world and I'll meet this woman who has three breasts. We'll sail around the world.
Yeah, and then she said you had to get your laundry clean. Didn't want to hold you. What does that mean?
Ain't nothing gonna break my stride.
Exactly.
What about your dreams? What are your hopes and wishes?
Well, my hopes and wishes are that that I'll be able to add on at least 3 more inches to my length and 2 more inches
to
my girth. Yeah. And also that I will be able to play air hockey like I could when I was a kid.
With your penis?
Yeah. Of course. I mean, I've got all these dreams, hopes and wishes.
So when you were a kid, you were better at playing air hockey with your penis than as an adult.
Yeah. I mean, my uncles used to say, they were like, oh, just you wait.
Uh-huh. And then you waited.
Yeah.
And what happened?
And now, yeah. Wow. Truth.
Life's full of surprises, truth. Sam.
Life is.
You know, I've recently realized I've come down with a little bit of a cold. A little under the weather.
You're sounding a little... You got like some raspy rounds going on around there.
Right. A lot of raspy rounds. I realized that I can do a really good Mr. Belvedere when I'm trying to sing Mr. Belvedere.
Oh, yeah.
Because of my voice changing.
Yeah, like... No.
Like, streaks on the china, never matter before, who cares?
Oh, that's pretty good.
Kick your jacket. As it came to the door,
sing.
No one glare.
Go on.
I kind of forget the lyrics. I mix them up.
Okay. Well, anyway. Then it's very good.
No one's there.
Muy authentic.
According to our new arrival, life is more than mere survival.
Yeah, we'll call you Leon Sickbone.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not looking forward to the day when I get over this cold.
Yeah.
I've got the best of both worlds.
You'll lose your magical Leon powers.
Right. I've got this Leon Redbone Leon Redbone sound mixed with sexy Kirstie Alley laugh back in the Cheers days.
Right.
Voice. I'll actually do that dastardly, what's the dog from the...
Oh, yeah, Dick Dastardly's dog.
That's not too good, actually.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be better.
Yeah, well, no one can really do that.
That's terrible.
Trained professionals.
But this is the Best Cuts of Music.
Cuts of Laugh Olympics.
Right.
Well, you know what, Robbie?
Yeah.
I'm just glad that we've been able to figure out this crazy conundrum.
Right. I think this
even
best...
Even though I don't remember really what happened before, I'm pretty solid that I'm Sam Hauser and you're...
Robbie Flax.
And this is...
The Best Cuts of Music.
Thank you. Have a good night, everybody. You're listening to
the best cuts of music.
I'm not going to let go of this.
You wouldn't let go. You're the very stubborn one, aren't you?
I am. That's me, Robbie Flax, stubborn
and
asshole.
And I guess as the casual Sam Howell. And I guess as the casual happy-go-lucky Sam Hauser, I'll just let you roll over my opinions once again and just tuck them away in some little box deep inside my soul.
I think that's
what's what you want?
That's what's going to have to happen because I'm not letting go of this. You're wrong. Baroness and Destro together.